Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, go, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, I, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sanity right here with Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, guys, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Head over to MyPillow.com. As I keep telling you, as I keep saying, really, the Mike Lindell. I mean, the guy's made a way for us to make some money. He's made a way for us, you know, through MyPillow. So you guys don't have to, I'm not begging you for just donations. Get something for your money. Right? Use promo code Joe at MyPillow.com. You can do it from 30 to 70% off, depending on the product. Right. And that way you get something. Well, I hope you get something when you listen to me, but you're getting something for your money. You're helping out a guy that's keeping other people working. Keeping plants open, keeping people able to afford their mortgages, I think that's a good thing. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It just keeps getting over and over and over again. It's getting crazy. Who do you want for Speaker of the House? Very curious. Well, there's a lot of talk about Trump being, you know, he doesn't need it. I mean, he could make them nuts, yeah. No question about it. And then you would know who really was for him and who wasn't. Right? But Trump is endorsing. Wait, anybody know? Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House. Now, I don't, you know, again, I know some of you guys love him to death. And I like the guy, too. I like the way he goes after people. I like the game, the games that he doesn't like to play with them, or won't allow them to play with him. But what bills has he put forward, truly? What things has he put forward that have been able to go through, that they've all gotten on the same page with and pushed? That's what I want to know. Right? I don't dislike the guy. Let's just be clear about that. Now, Trump, again, is endorsing Jordan. Comes as a surprise for some because it was an announcement earlier today that Trump would accept the House speakership if somebody gave it to him. I mean, if somebody endorsed him and he could come. Now, he issued a statement on True Social declaring his intent. He says, I'm running for president. I have a 62-point lead over the Republicans. And I'm up on crooked Joe Biden's, despite the Democrat Party's massive this law farce of theirs. Right, they've weaponized election interference. There's so many things that they've done. They have thrown everything at this man. And whether you like him or not, I hope he kicks their butt. I hope he comes out on top. Now, over the gateway pundit earlier that Trump considered a trip to Congress ahead of the speaker vote, he may make a trip to Congress anywhere where he is open to pitching himself as a candidate for speaker. On Thursday, Representative Troy Nels took to social media to share the news, stating he just had a great conversation with the president about the speaker's race. He's endorsing Jim Jordan, and I believe Congress should listen to the leader of the party. Now, I know Scalise wants it, or has been toying with it. But Scalise is sick. He's got blood cancer. After he goes through treatments, he can't be around people. He has to keep his distance. You need a speaker that's on top of things. I feel sorry for him, and I hope he comes out of this without any issues whatsoever. But you need somebody on top of their health. Anybody disagree with that? He may be a good guy to replace Scalise on some of these committees. We need to get our act together. We need to fight these things. We need to get on top of these things. No more. Just no more. No more playing nice. No more playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. It's time to fight back. Anyway. We're really at a critical crossroads. President, he says, now is the time for our Republican conference to come together, keep our promise to America. The problems we face are challenging, but they're not insurmountable. We can focus on changes that improve the country and unite us. Got to do it together. Jordan can pull them together. I think he can, anyway. He's well-respected. I think he could have got it last time, but he stated over and over and over again how he didn't want it, right? 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. Right? I mean, I love this. I don't even want to say her name. She may show up somewhere. Yeah. Liz Cheney heard that Jim Jordan had been nominated for that seat. Now, remember, she's supposed to be Republican. Conservative Republican, supposed to be. She decided, no way. There's no way. If Jim Jordan becomes Speaker, the Republicans won't defend the Constitution. Does she even know what it is or what it says? That would be my question. You know, earlier this year, Jim Jordan took a step back. He pushed Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. Remember that? 9 months later, you know, McCarthy's gone. He has his set of problems. People know what people that are working with him know what they are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
No, we're not. I don't think we are. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate your time with me. I got to tell you, somebody just sent me this story a little while ago, but I remember this. I vaguely remember it, but I do remember it. Do you remember that German family that came here seeking asylum in the U.S. because the kids, they were homeschooling, and in Germany it was illegal to homeschool. And they came here, they got asylum, if you would. Been here for a little over 15 years. And they been living in Tennessee all this time. So it looks like they may be deported this month. Now, they've been fighting for asylum because what's going to end up happening is those kids will be taken away from them when they go to Germany. No way around it. They have a law against it. And yet, we have all these people coming over the border. We don't know who they are, what they're teaching, what they're doing, whether they've had their shots or not. We don't know any of that stuff. That's okay, though. I mean, southern border was like wide open, and these guys are going to be sent home. They're law-abiding citizens. They've broken no laws, absolutely none. They came here, they asked for asylum, they did it the right way, they go to court. They didn't sneak in, they're not hiding somewhere. They came here in 2008. Now here's their death knell. They're evangelical Christians. In Germany, homeschooling for religious reasons is not permitted. The family faced fines, compulsory public schooling for their children, and maybe even jail time. Now, homeschooling has been illegal in Germany since 1919. The European Court of Human Rights, they upheld the ban in 2008. They argued that parents can't use religion to justify homeschooling in Germany. Homeschooling is only permitted for medical reasons. Even that is rarely permitted. Wow. So the kids aren't yours. This is why you have to be so careful to who you vote for, where you live, what you have going on. Right? The couple who are evangelical Christians, again, this is according to the New York Post, they decide to educate their kids on their own after witnessing how their children's whole personalities changed and suffered health issues while attending public schools. The contents of their children's textbooks, which included concepts against their religion, such as endorsing abortion, homosexuality, and more. It also insulted family values, further soured the parents' faith in public schools. We're talking Germany here. Going back 20 years. She said the mother said the content we found was dramatically against what we believe in. Why would you teach your child to be disrespectful to parents? Why would you trust the devil over God? After being slapped at over $7,000 in fines for yanking the kids from public schools and having the police show up at their door to escort their children to public school, the family relocated to Morristown, Tennessee, where they filed for asylum, according to the court documents. Initially, a U.S. immigration judge granted the family asylum in 2010, citing a well-founded fear of persecution. However, Obama's Department of Justice appealed the decision, and the family's asylum status was revoked back in 2012. Now, the goal in Germany is for an open, pluralistic society. This is the document that the Justice Department wrote to the judge. They teach tolerance to children of all backgrounds, helps to develop the ability to interact as a fully functional citizen in Germany. Now, we were all operating as fully functional citizens until Joey B, or the likes of Obama and Joey B. Now it's totally different. According to the Tennessean Homeschool Legal Defense Association, they represented the family as their appeal to the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. A three-judge panel ruled unanimously against the family, writing that they failed to show that the German enforcement of the school attendance law amounts to persecution against them. This has to go all the way to the Supreme Court. There's no way around it. Right? When you look at what's happening today, when you look at what they're allowing today, there's no reason not to allow these people to stay. Absolutely none. I would say the same thing if this was a Muslim family. I would say the same thing if this was a Jewish family. In 2014, their petition for review by the U.S. Supreme Court was denied. Despite the legal setbacks, the Department of Homeland Security allowed the family to stay under an order of a supervision and indefinite deferred action status. However, here we go again. In September 2023, the family was informed that they had 4 weeks to secure passports for their return. And it was all of a sudden. There was no reason, nothing. Now, he went on to say, the father went on to say that the deportation would tear the family apart. He worked as a piano, accomplished pianist. He worked for a university right, close to where they lived. He said, we're no financial burden for the government. We pay our taxes. We contribute to society. Think about that. They don't pull on the government at all. This is what I always say. Those on the left, they don't care. They speak out of both. Matter of fact, they speak out of three sides of their mouth. You have a black female conservative that is working hard, taking care of her kids. Maybe she's single. Maybe she started off as a welfare mom, but now she's doing well. Ah, but she's a Christian Republican conservative. They have no time for her. Nothing. Could care less. You have this family that comes in. They just want the freedom to be able to teach their kids the right way. And I don't even know, those kids might even be in public school there in Tennessee. They don't live off the government. They're not asking us for any money. They're making money on their own. Got a bunch of kids. Let me see. I don't know what they got here, right? This is 2, 4, 6. My God, they have 7 kids. Right? They're 7 kids, and they're not a burden on society. 7 kids, and they're not taking thousands a month from taxpayers. Just amazing. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hern is contemplating a run for Speaker of the House. With 35 years of private sector experience, he believes he possesses the necessary skills to unite and accomplish goals.
It's not something I came in Washington, D.C. to do, but when you have people asking you about taking a different direction than what we've done, historically in this Congress. And then, you know, we're doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, where leadership just keeps ascending through the ranks. And people have asked me about, you know, looking at alternate choice.
UAW President Sean Fain will update union members tomorrow on contract negotiations with Detroit's major automakers. He has previously called for walkouts and may extend them to additional locations. Morgan State University students remain on edge following Tuesday night's campus shooting in Baltimore. Five people were shot in the incident. No arrests have been made in the case. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Come to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. How it works, the easiest way it works. Well, well, well. City of Portland, the progressive haven of Oregon, they're telling residents not to call 911 except in the event of life-death emergency. Right? They don't call the police. Well, not only did you defund us, you don't like us, you don't support us, so, hey, good luck with that. Now, certain parts of the United States are regressing into the wild, wild west as crime surges. It's a good reminder to be prepared for anything. There's no guarantee that police will be able to help you or even respond in an emergency. Paper writes that chickens continue to come home to roost for progressive cities. Well, it's tempting to make remarks about enjoying and watching everything they're going through, and that karma being a real problem. They get what they're voting for. I'm sorry, but they do. They get what they vote for. For some odd reason, they seem to like this stuff. And you can't say they didn't know, because you would think after you got bitten once or twice by voting for the wrong person, you would open your mouth and say something. You'd stop voting for that party, that group of people, whatever. You know, it's more like driving by a fatal car accident on a highway when you see these things. Every arrogant progressive is getting that proverbial faithful from the uptick in crime. You know, somebody, I have absolutely no sympathy for these people who vote to, who scream we have to defund the police. And now they lie about it. They say they never said that. And then this stuff is happening and they can't figure out why. Right? One of the public service announcements went out and said, look, our 9/11 system is getting hammered with multiple person incident, multiple overdoses. Please don't call 911 except in the event of a life or death emergency. I'm sorry. We're getting hammered with multiple person incidents. multiple overdoses, but only calls if it's a life or death situation. I mean, I don't have a PhD, but I would imagine an overdose is a life or death situation, don't you think? I will never understand these people. No, I'm sorry. Look at, people think I'm stupid. I can't get that dumb. Really that simple. I could never get that dumb. All right, back to Liz Cheney. I know. I get off of these tangents. What do you want from me? She spotted off on Jim Jordan, right? This is the woman that couldn't, she can't even spell Republican. She has decided she knows where, she was going to run for president. Go for it, lady. I mean, you lost once. You need to be slapped around a little bit, apparently. You know, earlier this year, when Jordan took a step back, he pushed Kevin McCarthy for speaker. Boy, was he wrong on that one. See, he only lasted 9 months. I mean, can you imagine going down in history for being the only speaker that held that seat for 9 months? On Wednesday night, Liz Cheney told her students at the University of Minnesota that if Jim Jordan is elected speaker, there'd be no way Republicans would defend the U.S. Constitution. Wow, Jim is that bad, huh? Jim Jordan ought to love this. There could be no better endorsement than a vicious smear from Liz Cheney. I love it. I think it's great. See, these are the mainstream. These are the rhinos we talk about. The true rhinos. Not because they don't agree or they don't vote exactly the same way or what have you, but she has attacked every single one. Come on, think about it. She's attacked every single one of the non-conforming Republicans. Right? I mean, again, why would she do that? Why would she call out Jim Jordan? Of all the guys to call out, of all the dumb things to do, he's not the guy to pick on, especially given what you've done to the party, or didn't do for the party, I should say. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and like a bad rash, he is back. Beto O'Rourke speaking out right now. You know, he's that rich white guy in Texas who wants you to believe he's Hispanic. And he's run for public. I mean, he pretty much lost every other year. He's apparently very upset with the news that the Biden administration is going to build more border wall in Texas. The guy's amazing. And no clues of what's going on around him. Could care less. Now, the spotlight's been on Republican inter-party strife. Because there's all kinds of trouble going on. The border crisis has reached levels of disasters that are just obscene. You can't hide them anymore. Or the Dems can't hide from them anymore, that's for sure. According to the Red State, Bob Hogue, the president has waived several environmental laws to start construction on a new section of largely incomplete border walls. As the move goes, well, it's really not a big deal at this point. I mean, it's a big deal because it'll stop. But where was he 2 years ago? Now, Democrats see this as a major betrayal, especially a lot on the progressive side. Beto O'Rourke, again, what, three times he failed? Three times he didn't make it, he tried. Beto, they don't like you. They don't want you. You're done. You see, he's lost. He ran for president, he lost. He ran for governor, he lost. And he ran for senator, and he lost. Anyway, he's furious at Biden for daring to take even the smallest step to secure the border. We don't need it secured. Walls don't work. You know what they always tell us? Yet, the Border Patrol told us they did work. The Border Patrol is down there every day. I mean, the walls don't work mantra is so disingenuous, it's pathetic. And you don't hear that coming out of New England, the New England Dems, because they all have walls around their houses, all of them. He went on, he said, there's a reason why the hotspot crossings are the shallower portions of the Rio Grande River where illegal immigrants can simply wade across. In his tweet, I'm not going to call it X guy, sorry, get over yourselves. He said, walls don't work. President Biden promised he would build them, wouldn't build them. He said, now even harder for voters to distinguish between him and Trump, especially on border and immigration. Uh-oh, is Beto throwing his hat in the ring? Wasted opportunity to use executive power to actually fix our asylum system. Right? Instead of political posturing. Ooh. I'm just thinking, and you know, the Biden administration, they had to waive 26 federal laws in order to allow the fence to be built. Or I should say, continue on. Right? And give something else a thought. Right? Beto, does Beto understand and realize that those guys who gave him money, that those guys who was screaming for him to be the next president, those ones that are living there in the sanctuary cities that love the Beto, they're not very happy. They're the ones that screaming about the illegals, you know, being in their streets, being in their hotels. I like the walls don't work, though. That's what they always say. And every one of them has walls around their house. What doesn't work about it? Yeah, why would you go out of the way to even discuss it, talk about it, move it along if they don't work? Well, you know, let's go with their line of thinking. They don't work. Great. So that means your boy is brain dead. He wants something that doesn't work. It goes to show you he's not all together. You know, what's your problem? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back, I got a lot of other crazy stories I got to get through, too. And, I mean, this stuff gets crazier every day. I think Trump's great in putting out, you know, misinformation at times. Like, right, I know, some of you just cringed when I said that. No, but seriously. He put out a truth earlier today. He said he'd be open to run for the speaker chair. That would be funny. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We're back, Joe Mazzini, your host. Oh, God. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. God, you want to be part of the solution. So you wait. Look, even if you don't push it out to anybody right away, you've got it in the back of your head. You've got it there. You've got it ready to go. Nothing wrong with that. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm trying to figure out how to do this the right way. I've got some videos and audio from true climate change scientists who put to bed in a big and easy way to understand the science to prove it, to prove that, you know, the climate change is not affecting us the way they're selling you and will not affect us the way they're selling you. He really did a good job with it. Not that I'm a business of any kind where I need to know. You know, it's that simple. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855 732-55. I was reading. I wanted to play something for you, but I lost it. Anyway, you know, these climate, go looking for them yourselves. Go look for the climate science, scientists, listen to me. Go look for the climate scientists that have been at this for years. And I mean years. They know. They've done the real research. They can't get their papers published. Gee, shocked, are you? I'm just saying, the only thing you got to do now is you've got to keep pushing back. You've got to keep fighting. You can't let them get away with it. It's just terrible. All right, what did Joey B do today? Anybody know what he did today? Again, I mean, I asked that because you know he did something. He's always got something going on where he stuck his foot in it big time. And frankly, he doesn't seem to care. Probably doesn't need to care to a big degree. Massachusetts is spending, I think, $45 million a month to house illegals. Where? In hotels and places like that? I mean, could you be housed? You think they would house you? I mean, again, just amazing. Inside word is that the FBI is already putting lists together to target Trump supporters to make sure they can't get any traction, right? Okay, so let's go through some crazy stories of the month, of the week, whatever. I don't know this person. You know, I'm not into this kind of stuff. These TV shows, you've got these TV stars. But a former tattoo artist renounces the occult, accepts Christ. Oh, there you go. Catherine von Drakenberg, known better as Kat Von D, took the next step in her faith. She posted a video on her Instagram recounting herself getting baptized more than a year after renouncing the occult. They're looking for answers, not darkness. The occult doesn't give you anything but darkness. Right? That kind of perceived power is not a joyful power. It's not a happy power. She began her journey of faith a year ago after announcing on her Instagram that she was renouncing all forms of witchcraft and the occult. She said, "I've always found beauty in the macabre. But at this point, I just have to ask myself, what is the relationship with this content?" She would not say the truth is, "I just don't want to invite any of these things into our family's lives. Even if it comes disguised as beautiful." She said, "I don't know if any of you have been going through changes in your life right now, but in the last few years, I've come to some pretty meaningful realizations, many of them revolving around the fact that I got a lot wrong in my past." And you know, a lot of us come to it that way. A lot of us come, not just through our religious beliefs that way, but our life. We get older, we're going, "Oh my God, I've been beating this up for years. I've been doing it the same way for years. I'm not getting anywhere." Now, more than a year later, she's taking the next step. She's professed her faith. She's sharing a video. In the video, she said you can see her smile as the priest calls her his sister. I mean, again, you got to give these people a lot of credit. It's hard to come out of that kind of a lifestyle. There's perceived power there, or you see things happen that open your eyes to what's going on, but you don't see anything wrong with it. Really. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Now, according to some sources, the FBI is putting together a list. Putting together a list of some of these people. You know, Trump supporters in advance of the 2024 presidential election. This is out of Newsweek. I wonder how many of you stay strong, though. That was my question. I wonder how many of you would stay strong, look at this, or look at things like this, I should say, and not let it sway you from your support. Will you take the same beating for Trump that Trump would take for you? Would you lose a third of what he lost or is losing? I mean, comparatively speaking, when it comes to wealth. if it meant you also were fighting for freedom, maybe even his freedom. I don't know if we have those people left anymore. I have no idea. But it is a big deal. We need those people back. We need people that are willing to stand, will take the beating, do what they need to do. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. God, these guys. A few lawmakers run a fire, right? You know what they want? They want Sodom and Gomorrah talk during Gay History Month. That's right. Yeah, October's are apparently, well, it's not October, I found out. It's September 15th to October 15th. Apparently, it's Gay History Month. Now, different from the month of June. See, they get 2 months. Different than the month of June, which is Gay Pride Month. North Dakota State Representative Brandon Pritchard, he came up with a rather interesting idea. He suggested that Gay History Month should also include a lesson about what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. He declared Christ and his teachings is central to the history and the future of our government. Says it's crucial. It is essential to our history of our government. You know, our founding fathers talked about the Christian faith a lot. Pretty much a lot more than any other. Representative Pritchard says that he'll not listen to a godless, out-of-state interest group like the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Yeah, they drive all around the place. If they find a cross tied to a telephone pole in a city of 27, they'll sue. They don't care. He said, I'll say it again, Christ is King, He's the Lord. Let's dedicate our government to Him, His moral teachings, His mercy. Now look, I don't know if I'd go as far as him, but I'm not going to fault him for it either. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You got to pay attention to what your kids are being taught. You got to be willing to step up for what your kids are being taught. If you got Gay History Month, can we teach it all? No, in all seriousness, can we teach it all? Harvey Milk, can we really teach about Harvey Milk and what he really did? And why should he be? Ask the question of the young kids in the room after you talk about what he did. Should he still be allowed to have that kind of prestige? To be honored that way? I mean, they're tearing down statues. Right? They don't want people to talk for certain things that they say and have done. Right? Doesn't stop. I'm of the mindset that in true biology classes, since they're all talking about the truth, they want to teach true biology, they want to teach true history, true this, true that. Never stops. Let's teach it all. Let's show what abortion being performed in biology class. Show those kids what it actually looks like. Right? It's just amazing. Can't stand it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, as I keep saying, and I will keep saying, until someone steps up, truly steps up. This is what we have to look forward to. It's sad, and it's wrong. Who else is going to fight it? Are you? You guys actually going to get up and do something about it? I mean, and again, I'm not making fun of you. I guess I am to a point, but not really. Well, people, get ready for it. It's going to start piling on. It's going to start coming at you. You're going to see it. All kinds of news stories. You know, stay calm, learn discernment, and fight back. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.